What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk University. This episode is part of our lecture series, a brand new segment of the podcast where Christian and I host a 10 to 20 minute episode where we just deliver to you practical and actionable advice that you guys, as college students or younger entrepreneurs and hustlers, can implement immediately after listening and tuning into this podcast episode. And today the topic is just going to be investing 101 for college students, and we're really excited to deliver some fire content to you guys today.
Absolutely. So first, before we get into any details, we just want to let you know that you have to learn, right? You can't just go into the markets and just pick out some stocks and say you're going to buy them and hopefully they go up and give you profit. No, you have to take courses, whether it's through some experienced trader or through a network or an application. You have to learn the ways of the market, learn patterns, learn how to track the news, track earnings reports, and just really figure out how you can best become a really good trader and make some money along the way.
100%. And if you don't know what you're doing, and if it's literally like gambling, like if you don't know how the markets work or how to trade properly, then you're just gambling. And when you want to invest, you want to invest properly and with as little risk as possible. Of course, with any investment, there's going to be risk, but it's better to have education and have everything backed by some sort of knowledge or metrics rather than just gambling on something that you have no idea about.
Exactly right. So another thing that goes along with that, make sure that you're using money that you're okay with losing. Because while once you do learn how to trade stocks really well, it's not exactly gambling, but there's still a lot of risk involved, like Andre said, and you want to make sure that the money you have isn't something that you have saved up or backup money. You want to have a certain allowance for investing. And if you lose that, you don't want to backtrack and keep investing. You want to just be disciplined and make sure that the money you're losing, you can afford to lose and take a risk. Because like we always say, we are young and you should go out and take risks before you have a lot of expenses and responsibility.
100%. And I think if you look at a lot of the successful traders, whether it be one of the persons we interviewed like Tim Sykes or Warren Buffett, or really anyone that's known in their, you know, particular niche, I think a common thing that you'll see is that all of them lose before they start to make money. So if you're playing with money that you're not okay with losing, chances are if these experts and these people that have had massive success have lost in the beginning, then chances are you're going to lose as well. Or at least you're going to not win as much as you expect. So you definitely have to play with money that you're okay with losing, that you could take a hit. And I feel like as soon as you take that money out of your bank, you just have to pretend and almost act like that money's already gone. That's just a good way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly right. And another thing that goes along with learning is, like Andre said again, the fact that you will lose. Like, you're not going to come out and be perfect off the bat with all of your trades. You're probably not going to have a winning percentage above 50% of the trades you enter into. So while you will take loss, treat it as also like a part of the learning curve and something that you can build on moving forward and just learn from your mistakes, guys. So next, we want to talk about how to find a mentor or take a course. I mean, there's endless amounts of people online that will offer you a course in Forex, crypto, reading the stock market charts, really anything you can really think of. And if you go on and buy their course, it might be a few hundred dollars, but the return on investment there is going to be huge, because once you actually learn and understand how to trade, you'll make that money back and then tenfold if you're good at it. So don't be afraid to invest in a course at first, because it's a lot better to invest in a course that you can learn off of than just invest money that you're going to lose. So make sure to be educated one way or another. YouTube's a great tool. There's a lot of free videos online on YouTube. So there's definitely methods out there to get acclimated to the markets. Just you got to find them.
Definitely. You have to be proactive about it. Just like with anything we talk about on this podcast, you're going to have to invest in yourself first before anything else, because you're not going to be able to invest in the stock market if you don't invest in a proper education, proper knowledge, proper course, anything that'll get you prepared for what you're going to do or what you're going to invest in. So there's a few episodes that we've done personally, one with Timothy Sykes. He's a penny stock trader, super successful, and he offers a course that I'm knowledgeable of. And we also did one way back with Elliot Hewitt. He offers a course as well as a signal group for people that are interested in trading with the Forex market. So really, guys, it's going to come down to picking your niche. Everyone has their strengths and everyone has their weaknesses. So basically, if you just educate, find what you're interested in, find what you think you'd be better at as opposed to what else is out there. You don't have to be good at everything. You just have to pick something, whether it be crypto, Forex, options, penny trading, whatever it is, pick it, find it, stick to it, and go all in on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know our friend Tim Sykes would definitely recommend the penny stock market, because he said that people in crypto and Forex are all geniuses, and you're going up against masterminds, and in the penny stock game, you're going up against... he had some choice words for who he described the penny stock market traders as, but you can go check that episode if you want to hear what he said. But moving on, we just, like Andre said, picking your niche, make sure that you choose one and ride with it. Don't try to trade coin and Forex and stocks all at the same time and drive yourself insane studying three different market fields at once. Stick to one, get really good at it. There's money in all of them, so if you get really good at one, you're going to make money regardless. But we want to talk about forcing a trade, because every single day the market's open besides the weekends. There's opportunities for trade. You could easily go out there and be confident in a trade just because you want to make a trade that day and then make it and lose. But we really feel like you need to pick your spots and hammer them. Like, if you find a good trade one day a week, 4 days a week, once a month, it doesn't really matter. You have to find stuff that you're extremely confident in and go after that. Because if you just make a trade for the sake of making one and you're not completely behind it with your heart and your mind, then you're obviously going to lose. So just make sure that you're not forcing just for the sake of trading, and just actively be knowledgeable about when to enter a trade.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to patience. So like Christian mentioned, most of the markets are open 5 days a week. Crypto's open 24/7. And the markets have been around forever, since like literally decades. And they're not going anywhere. There's obvious market cycles that are easy to follow, easy to pick out and see and analyze. So there's really never a reason to force a trade. And I think that's the biggest mistake you see, especially Christian and I could probably relate to this as beginner traders, is forcing a trade just for the sake of trying to trade or having something to look at or having something to track. So you never want to force a trade. That's the easiest and probably most likely way you're going to lose your money or go broke or whatever it is. So never force a trade. Never let up on your patience. Just be patient. Let it come to you, because, of course, there's always going to be options to make money. You just have to be patient for it.
Yep. And then once you're in the trade, guys, once you've picked your spot and you've entered a trade, don't let emotions take over. I know from experience with Forex that emotions were huge for me. Even though we had a set stop loss and take profit, which is basically like the boundaries of which your trade can go, and you can just let it go on autopilot and hopefully take the profit and make the money versus taking a stop loss and taking a loss of money. I would always go on the app. I would always be checking like constantly until the trade was done. Like, I would be looking at it, and if it went down $5, I would get worried. Go up $5, I get really excited. That's emotion trading, guys. Once you're entering in the trade, you just have to let it do its thing. Trust your knowledge and trust your studies of what you did on the trade you entered. Don't go back in and just stare at it and be like, oh, I'm down $5. Let me get out before it goes wrong. That's really where you're going to mess up, because you're just going to take losses every time or prematurely take profit. You just want to let the trade ride out.
Definitely. So from my own experience, we've been in signals groups. We've been given trades that a lot of people profit off of, but you could still lose from these trades. Even if you're given winning trades, you're following someone that knows what he's doing, someone that's consistently making money, that's only part of the trade. The other part is managing the trade, and that's where emotions come in, like Christian just mentioned. And that's where I feel like a lot of beginner traders lose, because they let emotions get the best of them. They're really always thinking about that trade. They're not confident in where they got the entry. They're not confident with where they set the stop loss or take profit. And that split decision, that, you know, doubting yourself, that doubt and fear, that kicks in. And that's probably the biggest determinant of failure for a lot of beginner traders. So it's extremely hard to do. Just coming from my own experience, I know I had a lot of trouble with this, and I know a lot of beginner traders have trouble with this as well. It's really hard to eliminate emotions from trading, but if you could get that down, if you could really do it on a consistent basis, not let emotions creep in, then I'm almost 100% certain that you're going to have a lot of success in the markets.
Yeah, and even if you are winning and you're still being emotional, guys, it's just not mentally sustainable to be doing this, because if you're constantly obsessing over your trade, checking your phone every 5 minutes, it's going to take over your life. You're going to be stressed out, and it's not going to be worth it to be that mentally involved in it. Because while it is good to always be on top of your game, you just have to let the trades ride out and just like go on with your life. You can't just be sitting on your phone 24/7 checking to see if you're making money or not, because that's just going to burn you right out after a few weeks or a few months, guys. So definitely be sure to keep your emotions out of it.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to just the education aspect of it, because if you're confident in your trades, if you know what you're doing, if you're smart enough to understand the markets and understand why you entered the trade. I think that's a good question to ask every time before you enter a trade, is like, why are you entering it? Just like list off three reasons why you think this is a good trade and why it's going to have success. Because then I feel like you'll have a lot more confidence and you won't let emotions creep in as much.
Exactly. Now we want to go into some really actionable advice here, guys. We're going to give you some resources so you can get started right away. So for Forex, Andre and I were really big into Forex over last summer. The resources that we used were MetaTrader 4, which is basically a broker for Forex. We also use the app TradingView to follow charts and study the charts in order to make good trades. That's a lot of technical analysis on that app. A really good app for beginner traders is Robinhood. It's a broker like E-Trader or anything like that, TD Ameritrade, except it's a very easy to use and very comprehensible app that seamlessly allows you to enter and exit trades, and the app interface is really user-friendly versus E-Trade, which looks very technical and daunting and overwhelming. So be sure to check out Robinhood. If you're into crypto, definitely check out Coinbase. It's a broker for any kind of crypto you want, whether it's Bitcoin, XRP, any of those. So be sure to check out that.
Yeah, Coinbase is a great app. It's free to use. Crypto is obviously more skeptical to a lot of people because it's kind of new. It had a massive crash in the past year or so. I personally am invested in the XRP, it's Ripple, as well as Litecoin and Ethereum and just a few of the other coins. I just think it's nice to diversify, even if it's not a lot of money. Just the potential for those to go back to their all-time high. And they have gained momentum over the past few months. So it'll be interesting to watch. Again, never play with money that you're not okay with losing. That's just the number one tip that I think you guys got to take away from the day, is just to set enough money to the side that you're okay with losing and then go out and see what you can do with it. And then some of the other resources are Think or Swim, which is basically a TD Ameritrade app for you guys. Again, similar to MetaTrader, where you could trade with free money. It's fake money. And that's more geared towards the stock market and option trading. And then the number one app, I think, for people that don't have the time to go out and learn and become skilled in a specific niche is Acorn. And this is a great app for college students because it basically will invest automatically a recurring fee like $15 to $20 a month, as well as your spare change from credit card purchases into a diversified portfolio for you guys. So you really don't have to do any of the work. It's pretty much automatic. So that's a great resource and app to check out if you are interested in that sort of thing.
Exactly right, guys. We just gave you a ton of different resources to take action on if you want to get into investing. So be sure to get started and let us know how you do with that. So we're just going to wrap up with the market forecast, because Andre and I are big believers that the market is going to take a dip sometime soon, go into another recession just as part of the natural cycle of the market. So while it's okay to invest short-term right now, I don't know about Andre, but I wouldn't really recommend trying to get into any long-term trading right now because the market is going to dip. But what I would say is when the market dips, a lot of people are skeptical about it, but that's definitely the best time to invest because all of the prices will be down. No one will really be investing. And while the prices are down and people are scared, that's actually a really good time because you're obviously going to see a profit in the long run, hopefully, because all the prices will correct and go back up to where they were.
Definitely. So I'm not sure who out there in the audience or whoever's listening are fans of Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk, but they both did a podcast together, and Tony is an expert in the financial markets. He wrote a book, Money Master Your Game, a bunch of financial freedom books and education. He's just a complete expert. And what he said was that the last crash was in 2008. And right now, at the time we're recording this podcast, is mid-2019, which is 11 years after the crash. And historically, like we mentioned earlier, market cycles are repeatable, they're historical, and they just happen because it's a natural occasion. And those typically happen 6 to 8 years apart. So if you look at that, we're like 3 to 5 years overdue for a market crash. So you got to assume at some point in the near future, something's going to crash. It might not be as big as the housing bubble. It might even be a college debt bubble just because of how crazy that is. So you never know when that's going to happen. So definitely be prepared. But like Christian mentioned, that's going to be the best time for you guys to level up and to separate yourselves from everyone else. So I would even start saving some of your money. If you could start a side hustle and then just start putting money off to the side, that'd be fantastic. And then there's other things you can do on the way down as well. There's things like wholesale real estate, which works great during market crashes. You can even trade on Forex or crypto on the way down because you could short sell. So there's so many different options out there for you guys. You just have to go out, be proactive about it, and get that knowledge and education for you guys to go out and have success.
Absolutely, guys. That pretty much wraps it up for us. If you made it to the end, as always, leave us some feedback about how we did on our solo episode. We're always trying to improve our speaking abilities and get rid of filler words like I just used with there. But be sure to leave feedback, guys, if you make it to the end. We really appreciate the support. And as always, we want you to take action on our advice. So be sure to go out and start investing. Let us know how it goes and carry on, guys. Good stuff.
Yeah, and if you guys listened to this episode and made it all the way to the end, be sure to refer your friend to it. And also on social media, tag us in your story if you want to be featured on our page. It's Real Talk Uni Podcast on Instagram and at Real Talk Uni on Twitter. So if you want to be featured on our page with like 5,000 followers, just take a picture of you listening to the podcast or whatever else. Tag us in the story and we'll be sure to feature you on our page. Thank you again so much for listening and stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.